We're visiting with Levo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you've been able to get a couple games in and two wins, last week at Madison and then playing Burlingame last Friday. I know playing back-to-back, but you're going to get ready to play back-to-back here tonight and tomorrow with Waverly and SEC. How do you feel like things kind of just transitioned after the holiday break and getting that rust off, starting with that Madison game?
Well, I had almost probably forgot that we hadn't played for about a month. You know, you kind of, as a coach, expect to kind of just pick up right where you left off a little bit, and kind of had to, reevaluate myself there and understand that, we probably didn't play that bad, returning to Madison, beating a high-quality team like that with a good coach. I think we ended up winning by 20 that game, which is a good win for us. And the girls played well there in the second half. And I thought we played well in the first half. We kind of just had some spurts there in between that kind of let that lead kind of come back down a little bit. But then we pushed it back up and thought the girls did well. And then I thought we were ready to go against Burlingame. I mean, I think we were up 35-5 at halftime, did a really good job of containing Kaylin Noonan, really rebounded the ball well, pushed the ball well, shared it well, had four girls in double figures. So good team defensive win for us.
And I know with a back-to-back beginning tonight with makeup games from last night being made up today, do you feel like, I know you guys are in about the same situation as every other Lyon County League team. I know there are some that are going to have to play three straight games, but, that happens in a tournament format as well. But you feel like last week is helping you prepare for this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you play back-to-back, and you just said it, we're going to have to play back-to-back next week if we get to where we want to, and then later on in the season the same. So back-to-back nights don't bother me as much. I mean, obviously it's a kid's dream a lot of times not to have to practice and just play. But I think that these two games tonight, hopefully be ready to go, and then get into Lyon County League tournament play next week, which is always fun. So I think our girls will be ready to go, and we're excited to get going again.
Audrey Peake and Sage Hadley, been the two that we've been talking about all year, and Audrey surpassed 1,000 before Christmas, and you were able to celebrate that last Friday. It's got to be a good accomplishment for her, and I know she's got an Area Athlete of the Week plaque coming her way, too.
Yeah, always great when you can have a player reach that milestone. Audrey's definitely a kid that's put in the work. Stuff like that's just not accomplished just out of thin air. A tremendous athlete. But yeah, she's willing to always put in the work, and she's done a great job leading our team these past 4 years. Came in as a freshman with high expectations from me, and then over the years just evolved into a great player, a great teammate, very coachable for me, understands what's going on, and I think she's having a really good year. And to be recognized from KVOE for that is obviously wonderful for her as well, too.
Visiting with Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as we mentioned, a beginning of a back-to-back for you guys, the in-district showdown tonight and then SEC, which were games that were scheduled for the 5th, got postponed due to other things that wasn't weather. And then next week, of course, the Lyon County League tournament. And do you play that Tuesday the 30th, coach, or you guys don't have a game after that?
No, we got Tuesday the 30th against a really good Marmaton Valley team, with a coach with over 500 career wins underneath her belt, and two state championships. So they're going to be a tough team. Two great coaches I'm going to see this week, with Ty and then also with Jeff. It's going to be a tough week for us, and district rivalry, always a tough game. But we just got to come out and play our game, get up and down the floor, play the type of defense we want to create those turnovers, to get as easy transition buckets is kind of what our plan is. And that's kind of the method that we'll kind of take into this.
Well, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight and tomorrow with Waverly and SEC. We look forward to seeing you and your team here in Emporia at the Lyon County League Tournament at Wyatorium, and best of luck on the 30th with Marmaton Valley, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dylan. We'll see you next week.
That is Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Grimmett Construction on KVOE, live and local.